The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
For the new listeners,
I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy. And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. Season 2 starts April 5th, y'all.
Woo!
But until then, we'll be sharing Patreon archived mini episodes that are about our life as parents that we've yet to release to the public.
Yes. And this is Black Millennial Marriage mini episode What'd I say?
That's what you did to me.
Mini started merging again. This is Black Millennial Marriage mini episode number 19.
Yes.
Would you rather?
Yeah. So we decided to share this one because it was a game and mm-hmm. it was fun to actually play a game for a change in the minis. We had never actually done that before.
Yeah. We did a little bit of role playing and
future
guessing about our child.
Yeah. So we asked each other crazy questions ranging from, would you rather Drew's love interest be ugly or have a good personality? Would you rather she get suspended for kissing or losing a fight? Fun stuff like that.
It was fun.
Yeah. So y'all will love it. But before we go, Patreon just got an update. So if you're interested in exclusive extra content, or if you're interested in hearing episodes from season 2 before we come back, you can join for as little as $1.
And right now is a great time to join because the entire month of March.
Y'all, it's crunch time. It's
a lot of episodes.
We about to have these episodes all out for y'all, and we really can't wait to get back. We hope you enjoy.
I'm strong like my daddy. I'm Hercules. That's too deep. You sleep. You hopped over the fence. You sheep. You slept on me. My last hour.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is mini episode 19. Okay, it's my lead. So, this production meeting happened like on the fly. It didn't really require one and like the way we normally do it, but we'll still have production notes for you Patreon supporters at the married tier. So anyway, this is mini episode 19, Would You Rather, but it's concerning things about Drew.
Yes.
We're going to bring 4 things to y'all. We're both going to answer them in total and... yeah, just see where our head is about our
Think that I should have come with something deeper, but I think mine is funny.
That's fine. All right. So
I'm going to go first.
Yes, I'm saying it's your first. Go first.
Okay. Would you rather? Of course, you're the last thing. All right. Would you rather Drew be married to a dude who is a 10, like looks great, with a shitty personality, or a dude who's a 4, but... the greatest personality ever.
Why can't she find a balance?
Isn't that how this works?
Obviously, I would rather him be a 4 with a great personality.
Okay. Why?
Because pretty shitty people mm-hmm. are not good people, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I don't want, you know, our marriage is supposed to, and relationship is supposed to, like, make you better and change your life for the better and be transformative. And
even though people are going to, like, talk about you, like, as her mother. Like,
I don't, maybe that's a
why she ain't
thing.
Give her better taste.
I don't and think man, that my why people that with, would care.
No, I'm people.
Why would people talk about me?
Because it's always the mother's fault.
Oh, well, I don't care about that. I care about Drew's well-being. And a pretty person that's horrible is not healthy for her well-being.
Got you.
But I think that Drew is smart enough to find a healthy balance.
Got you. A 7, that's okay.
A 9.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
And we'll take care of her mother-in-law. Okay, how about you?
I love you. I love you so much.
I mean, his mother-in-law.
It's your turn. Oh, me?
I thought you were saying.
I forgot I had to answer.
What would you rather?
Oh, I'd rather her be single forever.
Mikey, that's not an option.
It is. She will only love me.
You have an option.
The same. Obviously.
It's
not obvious. I would be okay with her.
Please don't do that.
I would have to accept she loved this ugly dude. But he gotta be like really funny. Like,
aren't they all?
Like, you about to make millions off of his comedy.
He gotta be tall. He can't be ugly.
What if he's short?
He can't.
What if he's like threesome? Which is terrible skin. But all Drew sees is like this night.
I think something was wrong.
With,
he got
with our daughter.
Or something.
With our daughter.
I read it in books. They done did something.
That's funny.
I'm just saying. Okay. Mine. Would you rather Drew get suspended for fighting and losing or for kissing someone?
Kissing someone.
Really?
Yes. I'm sorry. I answered instinctively. And if y'all are listening, she didn't cut out Dead Space. That was just me answering quickly.
That's so funny.
Wait, what was the question again?
Would you rather Drew get suspended for fighting and losing or for kissing someone?
Oh, yeah. Kissing someone. That's an easier conversation.
Yeah.
Because the fighting and losing, I'm going to just be, ooh.
No, I mean, I think it's our responsibility to make sure she knows how to fight.
Exactly. So.
And so that means we didn't teach her well.
Or
she has shitty friends, because I never had to fight because my friends would be like, oh, that's handled. You don't got to worry about that. See you at school tomorrow. And I'd be like, oh.
I just had to fight, but.
I didn't have to.
Like, you ain't got no hands? You a Chapman. It's just, it's kind of like.
The person had better hands. Karate Kid even had to come back.
Mm-mm. Wait, what?
The Karate Kid.
But he started off great. Because he couldn't fight.
I'm not talking about Jaden. I'm talking about Hillary Swank.
She couldn't fight.
She had to learn.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is.
It's instinctive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only been in fights with my siblings.
All my life I had to fight. Mm.
Okay.
Wait, what grade are we talking?
Period.
That matters.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, kids kiss young. But.
That's gross.
It's just period.
Don't kiss my daughter.
I kissed my first dude at, what, third grade?
Ew.
Fourth grade? It was a field day. I put him against a tree. Aaron Arnold.
What do I know that name?
I don't know.
Oh, now I have to find him on Facebook.
Why?
Everyone search Aaron Arnold. Please in the don't. Atlanta area.
Search him.
And what school is this?
I was Eastlake.
Got you. Thank you.
Like, I don't even think the school is open.
That's
anymore.
Fine. I was going to find the kid.
Why?
Because why he kissed my girl?
Mikey, first of all, I wasn't your girl. You sound crazy. And second
why
of all,
why he kissed my girl?
As many people as you kiss, I think we're.
I was talking about. I ain't never kissed these hoes. See, that's what, I ain't kissed nobody.
And your turn.
Okay. Would you rather Drew's close cousin or friend cut her locks out, leaving bald patches, or perm her hair?
Mikey, I will kill everybody. But I do think it's easier to
wait,
come back
wait, hold up.
From...
I got to lay it like a picture. So Mike. Imagine Drew's seven, Mike. Right? They in that phase where like hair is... She looked like Rapunzel. Black Rapunzel with locks. Right? And someone permed her locks.
Mike,
or
I
someone
would...
cut them all out.
I would rather someone cut them because I can restore that.
Leaving bald spots?
I would rather someone cut it. You can restore that.
You can restore permed hair.
I'd rather someone cut her hair than perm her hair. That's a chemical transition.
Okay.
That takes a toll on your scalp. But I plan to raise Drew to love her hair. And if she finds her hair manageable, she's less likely to fuck with it. So that is my hope.
Got you.
That is my hope to God.
That's funny.
Or that she would at least talk to me. We could talk about like, you know, you don't have to go and sneak something. You can like be like, hey, I really want to cut my hair. Or I really want to perm. Okay, why? I would hope that.
Hope.
That I train her to communicate with me. She does not
I can
pick
see
up.
The look in your eyes.
She's passive aggressive. Everybody getting their ass beat.
Because you sound, this sounds good.
I'm just saying. Everybody's getting their ass beat. I'm hoping we can prevent this. How about you?
Same. I'd rather her cut her hair. I'd rather her cut her hair than perm it. Only because perms stink.
Just when it's being, before you wash it out, Mike.
This is the earliest memory I have of perms when I was a kid. All my family has locks. So, all the women in my family have locks now. But growing up, all you smelled was just for me.
Boiled eggs.
My nose hurts now thinking about it. Hard it was rat tail combs and just for me.
Yep. Yep.
And little shower caps and... It was a lot.
I hated that shit.
Sister's hair used to be like they hair used to look great.
Yeah, for
a week or two.
Then you gotta it's just awful. Anyway.
It was always a process.
But you know, whatever floats your boat, we had perms for a long time.
Hot
our
combs.
Hair was just hard to do.
The smell of burnt hair, that black gel that y'all used to put in your hair.
I don't miss none of it.
Now it's all shea butter. It's literally like two things. It'd be like shea butter and some lock twisting.
It's more product. But now that everybody's hair is trained, it don't take as much. And so Like, when I started my locks, I needed product.
I remember you had the little things. They were so cute.
Yeah.
That's how I grew my hair. Picture of you with
short locks.
Your baby locks.
I'll put it on Patreon. That's coming soon. All right.
Last one.
Would you rather? My last one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our last one.
No, you said no.
I did two.
You said you had three.
I did two.
Oh, well, I don't like this one. I told y'all was.
That's why I went first.
Would you rather Drew say she hates you, or to not talk to you at all?
Eh, tell her you hate me.
Yeah.
I'm not. Well, you're married to me. I'm not good with silence.
Yeah.
Use your words. That's fine. You can hate me. You can hate me. And we can dive into what that means.
The opposite of love isn't hate.
It isn't. It's indifference.
It's indifference.
But your silence is not okay. But is that messed up? I'm like, nah, you can't just be quiet. Like, you can't.
I mean, I did the silent treatment on my dad once to go to prom.
How'd that work out for you?
It worked. He hated that shit. My mom didn't care. You know, she was like, well, we can go toe to toe.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I like that y'all don't talk to me no way.
It wouldn't work for me.
You don't understand how I did it. But I don't care.
Walk
you know, I will sit in silence. I sat in silence for a long time. It wasn't disrespectful. I spoke when spoken to, but I ain't talking about my day. I ain't got shit to say to you. I told y'all where I stand. You need to talk to your wife because I don't understand why I can't go to this 8th grade prom.
Oh, it's because you weren't... Wait, what grade was you in?
8th grade. Oh. It was the last prom. I was like, I'm never allowed to do anything. I'm always that classmate that's like, oh, you know Reddy can't go. It's at Drew. Like, what the fuck? I did not understand. I was like, this is stupid. It's at Drew.
Did they tell you why? You ever double back ask?
Yeah, she was like, you too young to go to prom. What you going to prom for? You're 13. What the fuck? I don't know why they... What?
It's 8th grade prom. It's a thing.
It's a thing. Oh. So the rule was I could go, but I couldn't do anything afterwards. And that's when my ex-boyfriend, current boyfriend at the time, had to act like he was... Now that I'm saying this out loud... Well, actually, I've been saying this out loud. Now that I'm older, saying this out loud, I realize how stupid I was.
Go ahead.
But apparently, my best friend at the time and my boyfriend at the time were part of the group that went to the movies and not to dinner after 8th grade prom.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got
back... That's what you do.
Right. The next day at school, I had such a great time. I was like, oh, you know, head in the clouds, you know me. And I get told that she's like, hey, just let you know if you hear anything, gotta let you know. We had that like we were dating because that's like what people do.
Okay.
So I have no idea what they actually did at these
that's
movies.
That's funny.
In the movies. You know who I'm talking about.
I do. You know what happened after my 8th grade prom?
Enlighten me, babe.
Same thing.
You went to the movies?
Well, no, I went home.
Oh.
My mother said I couldn't go to her.
Really?
Yeah, I had my uncle's car. I went. I don't think I went with anybody.
I thought you went with your wife.
I had pictures with her.
Your second wife.
That's all I wanted. I was like, just make sure
just
I get
y'all know.
Out. But
she been around anyway, for a long time.
She don't want me. And now she got more kids. So like
that's what happens
like
when you realize you can't do nothing. Like, what? Might as well get pregnant again.
You stupid. She'll never listen to you. So this is just funny.
Love her to death.
But
I know my truth. Okay.
Nah, it was because you lived down the street from the school.
Yeah.
I lived across the street.
You did.
You could throw a rock from my window to the parking
lot. You could.
And so my mom said, bring your ass home.
Yeah, I couldn't do shit.
And everybody was like, why you want to come with us to the movies? It's like, we going everywhere. I was like, it's 8th grade prom. Yes, we were 13, but
it was fun.
It would have been so cool. So cool to actually like go out and experience things. So naturally, when my daughter wants to go to her 8th grade prom, she won't be going anywhere afterwards.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage. You come
it
home.
Is. You come home. God damn it. Can't do shit I wasn't able to do.
We're terrible.
Okay, what was your third one? What was it?
Okay.
We have time.
It was a trust question. So it was, would you rather Drew steal and crash your car and tell you that it was someone else or say that your car was stolen? Like that was it. It was like,
oh, well, how would I know?
It was more for like me.
What would you rather do, Mike?
Because I love my car. So I was trying to figure out how to like turn that into something that was you. Like, would you rather her like steal and destroy your favorite book and say it was somebody else, or just say it was missing?
I'd rather it be missing, because then I could always get another copy. Than the fact
either way,
that
she lied to you.
And kids lie. Some things you just can't avoid. I don't expect
Drew. Just accepting that? We're just accepting kids lie?
People lie, Mike.
That's fair. No, I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean,
I need to know where my mind
needs to be. We should walk in realistically. She's going to lie.
Will she? But my daughter's perfect. My daughter wouldn't lie.
I mean, maybe her lying is our karma. We weren't the best kids ever.
I was a great kid. Okay. On up until six. Heart six. That's where it all. Seven.
Well,
now I heard your stories. You were terrible at three.
Mikey.
Cussing your family members out. And
I wasn't three. And I wasn't cussing. Anyway.
Destroying things.
I also had a sister that was 10 months younger than me. So I think if I had been by myself, then I wouldn't have gotten in half as much trouble as I would have, as I did with a partner in crime.
That's fair.
So
it's good that she's by herself.
Right now. I mean, yeah.
Well, most of what my sister got into, she got into her friends.
Right.
Like, we did get into stuff too, but she's 5 years older than me, so it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to keep annoying
my brother.
I'd rather
it go missing. Some things you just, your mom never finds out, and that's okay. You tell them when you're 20 or when you're married and you have your own kids. You're like, hey, BT Dub, remember that favorite book? Ha ha ha.
Have I ever spoken about the yellow belt?
Yes.
I feel like I did.
Multiple times.
What about the clear belt?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The same. The same token. Yeah, we've made some belts disappear too.
Those things are too effective.
When we were too afraid to touch them for the longest. When we were responsible for cleaning the house and they would leave us all day.
Mm-hmm. Same.
They go in the trash can.
Because I remember one of the first times was there was like a closet hallway.
Yeah.
A hallway closet. And that's where we kept like the coats and shit.
Closet hallway.
I'm sorry. The hallway closet.
I just heard. I mean, my brain fixed it, but I heard the echo.
But in this hallway, that's where we used to keep coats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we tried to like hide it in the back one time. And I don't know how, but like she found it immediately. And we got beat. But yeah, nah. The dumpster was more effective.
We're going to do a spanking episode, y'all. Just a spoiler alert.
About us or... True.
If we're gonna stink or not. Gotcha. It's in the queue. So more for that soon. All right, my love, PDA. Oh wait, well y'all, this was the episode. We just wanted to do something fun. We just came off of like a rough episode. People enjoyed it, but it wasn't like.
Did people enjoy it? I haven't seen any feedback.
The most fun. Yeah, we got a voicemail, we got an email, we got two emails. Someone commented on our picture.
Well, you know. It was very emotional, so you know.
It was a lot.
And I don't listen to my old work.
For us.
Yes.
You don't have to listen to your old work to know that people have feedback. So, yes, we want you to do something fun. And, you know, Minis are notoriously short. It's only about the baby. And Patreon are the only people that get it right now.
Yes. So.
For the time being. So.
We love you guys.
For engagement, send in your would you rather questions if you asked your spouse or your partner. And
ooh, send in spouse ones too. Maybe yeah. We'll play this with each other. On like a full episode too.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of like the hypothetical episode?
No.
Okay.
Hypothetically, like that was like, those are like main scenarios we played around with. But like a game of would you rather, which is interesting.
Okay. All right. And PDA.
Answer me this. How long have you had that mattress? Because it's looking even lumpier than my lockdown love handles. And while those might be more cuddly, a lumpy mattress is doing nothing for your comfort levels or your sleep. So whatever body you're rocking, put it on a Nectar mattress. And right now you can save over $500 on any queen or king bundle. That includes a Nectar mattress, foundation, mattress protector, cooling pillows, and sheet set, as well as our 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com/save500 and get hugged.
So, yesterday, I got to spend more time with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like more and more every day I'm getting to spend a little bit more time here and there. And it's starting to feel a lot less like shifts and a lot more like parenting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same for you, but it's just been really nice.
No, I asked Drew lights up when she sees you. She's like, hey, sir.
Like, yeah.
Heard you didn't think I see you, but I do.
Becoming a part of like our norm.
Yeah.
And you are giving and creating the space for that to happen. It's been a lot less me fighting you about what stuff needs to happen. Like you need to go away or you need to go work out or you need to shower. You've just been doing it. It's been nice. It has. So, I'm just really appreciative of this time that I'm getting to spend with y'all, with you and her and me and her and me and you. It's different.
It's nice.
I know it's just like the start of it, but
yeah. I hope that we can continue this as well. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
My PDA.
What's up?
You had night shift.
Yes.
Night parent, co-parent. What are we calling it? Shared parenting?
I think we can call it the night shift.
You had the night shift.
There's no other way.
Third shift. The night ago. night before last, and you did well, babe. And I really appreciate you. You're getting better. And like,
practice.
It's not even just getting better. I could tell she trusts you. And I wrote that on like Patreon, and I could tell you're starting to trust her, which is like, it has to be a mutual thing. And if it's one sided, it's not going to work. And I think y'all both figured that out at the same time. It also helped that you had her food on hand. So she, and I could tell that when she was crying, she knew that you would feed her, because usually her she cries like, really
she cries
badly
different with
you.
Me than you when she's hungry. Yes.
And, but she gave you the mama cry because she knew that you would do it. And so I really appreciate you for stepping in and stepping up with her, because you can now. And because you can now, you are doing it, as opposed to like being, I guess, falling into like the habit of not doing it because you couldn't have done it before. Mm-hmm. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Like, you're seeing an opening and you're doing it. And so it's really helped me out a lot. I've been able to read and YouTube and like do stuff I like to do. I wrote a draft of something that Patreon will get in a few minutes, and I just been able to do stuff for me because of your help. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And because you did so well with the night shift, I'm like, it was the best night shift you've had. You know? So I feel a little better about y'all.
The food was ready. Couch was comfortable.
Yeah.
We were in the middle of a tornado. Good times.
Tornado?
The fans. Drew likes fans.
Tornado. And yes.
While I was freezing, our daughter was happy.
Yes. Like she is right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is in Domino Sounds Network.
Woo!
Gang, gang. We got drafted, y'all. For extra and exclusive content, head over to patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. And be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
I like how you said that. Black Millennial. And on Twitter, we are
@_thechapman. Thank you again for listening.
Be blessed, y'all.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.